If you're doing the readings now, take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 14. Now that you know the entire Ukrainian alphabet, you can begin to practice reading signs and words that you're likely to encounter. Do not try to memorize them. It will be enough to be familiar with them. Look at the first word. Read it aloud.
Kassa.
This word means cashier or ticket window. Above the ticket window in a theater or train station, you might see word number two, which means tickets. Read number two.
Билеты.
The next three words are very common signs, especially in the public transportation system. Read number three, which means entrance.
Вхід.
Number four means exit. Read it aloud.
Вихід.
Sometimes you'll see number five above a door. It means no entry or not an entrance. Read number five.
Немає входу.
Many stores and shops in Ukraine don't have names, but rather are marked by a sign proclaiming what type of business is there. Number six is an example of this. Read number six.
Ресторан.
Read number seven.
Морозиво.
Number eight.
Меню.
Number nine.
Пошта.
Inside a post office, you'll find other signs above various windows. Number 10 says stamps. Read number 10.
Марки.
Number 11 says packages. Read number 11.
Посилки.
Read number 12.
Телефон.
You may be driving in Kiev. Number 13 with an arrow will show you how to reach the airport. Read number 13.
Аэропорт.
Now, let's learn to read the days of the week. This can be very useful in reading timetables and theater schedules. Number 14 is Monday. Read it aloud.
Понеділок.
Number 15, Tuesday.
Вівторок.
Note that in Ukrainian, the days of the week are not capitalized, unless, of course, they begin a sentence. Read number 16, Wednesday.
Середа.
Number 17, Thursday.
Четвер.
Number 18, Friday.
П'ятниця.
Number 19, Saturday.
Субота.
Number 20, Sunday.
Неділя.
This is the end of Unit 14.